Some of our more liberal friends believe that you shouldn't have any reforms in food stamps. In the House committee passed version of the bill, we do reforms that achieve about $16 billion in savings. The Senate manages to achieve about $4 billion in savings. I have a suspicion that for a bill to pass across the floor of the House, you not only have to have reform in the commodity title, and we're looking at $14 billion in savings there, you have to have reform in the conservation title. Our bill saves about $6 billion. But you also have to have, as you correctly noted, reform in the biggest part of the farm bill, the nutrition title. We're looking at about $16 billion to around a $35 billion overall savings. Everybody's got to do their part in these tough budget times. But I would also tell you, in what the House committee's put together, not one deserving person, I believe, will be short one calorie. If you qualify, you will receive your benefits under our version of SNAP. But you have to prove your income level. You have to prove your asset level. No more of this automatic eligibility. That's where the food stamp program got out of hand, and we're trying to fix that.